producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? My name is Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. And we love talking to you on the Cloverdale Baked Flavor Hotline. It's as simple as a phone call. Dial us up, ladies and gentlemen, at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Brought to you in part today by our friends at a Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Power you can depend on. It is important. And if the EPA has its way, the power will not be as dependable, and it'll cost you more. And for really an outcome that is hard to find in the way of an improvement to the environment. That's the most bizarre part of what the EPA is trying to do. There's something called the Clean Power Plan that is out there right now and being proposed. And in a word, it's very costly. Costly to the dependability, costly to your pocketbook, whether it's your business or your family and your home. And this is as important to Minnesotans as it is to North Dakotans. Find out more about it at SecureEnergyFuture.org. And you can sign a petition there and tell the EPA you oppose the costly clean power plan as well. And actually find out what you pay. What you would pay if they got their way. At SecureEnergyFuture.org online. We're going to get to some more calls. We have some time to chat here. We have Gene Veeder joining us a little later on in the program. Gene Veeder heads up the economic development efforts in McKenzie County. He's making his way to Fargo for the North Dakota Petroleum Council Conference. He'll be among the speakers later this afternoon at the Fargo Theater, 3 until 5:30, a great session. Bits and Bytes, talking about technology and innovation helping the oil and gas industry and how, you know, Eastern North Dakota, Western Minnesota companies are partnering with Western North Dakota oil operations, oil and gas operations. And then there's the Bakken Information Session, and Gene will be part of that to tell you about what's going on in McKenzie County, and also Kathy Nesset from Nesset Consulting, world-class geologist, be on the panel, as well as Lynn Helms from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. So great, and it starts this afternoon, 3 to 5:30. That is free of charge. And then tomorrow and Wednesday at the Ramada Plaza Suites, the North Dakota Petroleum Conference is taking place. We'll be broadcasting from there tomorrow and on Thursday. I'm sorry, tomorrow and Wednesday. Thursday at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 for their big, 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 big sale. $1,000 factory rebate, $700 local rebate. It's a great week to buy a hot tub, folks. So get into their location in the Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, South Washington, Grand Forks, or on 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire in West Fargo as well. And then Friday, excuse me, I should know not to eat peanut butter sandwiches during the breaks, Todd. How many times have you told me?
There are some foods and drinks you should not have during a show. You're right. That's one of them.
Anyway, washing it down with a little soda there. We'll be fine. Friday, we will be at the Holiday Inn in South Fargo for the North Dakota League of Cities 85th Annual Conference. AE2S. Nexus is a major sponsor of that event. AE2S Nexus is a dedicated financial and asset management company that helps cities and utilities navigate state and federal funding programs, project financing, utility financial health, and asset management. So looking forward to that. And, of course, the North Dakota League of Cities, they've been around these parts since the 1900s. So great entity. They really are. We made a little radio history last Friday. And we interviewed 98-year-old Enoch Thorsgaard. I have to tell you that I had tears in my eyes reading the emails from the listeners late into Friday night when I finally got a chance to sit behind the computer and catch up on the day's emails after getting back from Northwood. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being such great listeners and taking the time to send a note. Enoch had made reference during the program about his book. He wrote a book called Enoch's Saga. From Horsepower to Satellite in One Lifetime. And it is a great book. And he said, you know, I'd like to give some to your listeners. So, you know, anybody that emails, calls, whatever, we'll give them one. We said, well, better do emails so we can keep track of the addresses and everything else. But, I mean, he mentioned it one time, and he's going to be sending out a lot of books because your notes about the interview came in one after the other and are still coming in. If you do get them to us by the end of the program today, and again, just send it to scott@flagfamily.com. That's the email address, scott@flagfamily.com. But you need to include your name and your address. I'm going to ship off that list to Enoch after the show. That was great fun. It reminded me of this. You know, sometimes talk radio is, you know, about political topics or what's happening in the news or whatever. But talk radio also can just be about the great stories that people have. And Enoch's a great story. He is a great story. The life he's built, the life he's led. I mean, all of his entrepreneurial success with the feedlot and petroleum and propane and things, which he talks about in the book. But, you know, just a great father and grandfather and great-grandfather and, you know, it really incredible. Just a good person. There's so many great stories where we live. Oh, man, it's fun. And if you know, if you heard that and said, you know, that sounds like so-and-so that I know or whatever, or somebody that you think, young or old, that just needs to be celebrated for who they are and the example they are for the rest of us, please let us know. Please do. Let Todd or I know, you know, email us, call us, whatever. You can go to whatsonyourmindradio.com. There's a way to submit comments there without attribution, even if you want to, you know, take a pot shot or something. What did that guy call me earlier? Coward? Yeah. If you want to call me a coward and don't want to put your name on it, that would be a little cowardly, though, I think. Never mind. Anyway, you go to whatsonyourmindradio.com and leave us a message. And let us know people you know whose stories should be told, because we'd love to do it.
Speaking of what you were just talking about a moment ago.
You guys should go to raise some puppies, have a lap dog farm. Have a nice day.
Lap dog farm. Okay. Yeah, I'm all for it.
We should go raise some puppies and have a lap dog farm. There you go.
No, thanks. I already have four dogs in the Hennon house. That's enough. All right, Stephen Fargo, you're up on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Go.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Scott. Say, when the Chief Justice administrates the oath of office to the President, does he or does he not end it with, so help you God?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah.
So if he was doing it with a Muslim, what would he say?
That's a good question. So help me Allah? Then it wouldn't be consistent with the Constitution all of a sudden, right?
Well, I think that goes hand in hand with Ben Carson's thought processes.
I hear you. I do, you know, and those are the issues that you've got to sit there and ponder and think about. Now, again, to have the whole debate and the whole topic is to get sucked into what NBC News and Chuck Todd wants us talking about, right? Which is to, right, you know, sow some racial tensions and, you know, religious tensions and stir the pot, you know, when why are we even thinking about that? You know,
I guess I would just like to pose that question to Representative King out in New York.
Yeah, no kidding. He ticks me off too.
I'd like to hear his answer on that. And usually he's a pretty conservative fella.
Now, he's a moderate, but he is more. I mean, he's certainly tough on foreign policy things, you know. And he's tough on radical Muslims and radical Islam. And there's the challenge, right? Again, there's peace-loving Muslims. I believe that. I'm not here to say every Muslim is bad and wants the caliphate and everything else. I know some, you know. I mean, in fact, the ones I know best are about to convert to Christianity, Catholicism, actually. But that's a whole other show. But the point is, and quite honestly, one of the reasons they're doing it is because they've moved here and they have come to appreciate, you know, other religions as well. So, but that would. Anyway, I share your frustration.
I would think why they're moving here is for a better life.
Exactly. They are. Yep.
Anyway, that's my thoughts.
Thanks for the call.
For my call.
You bet, Steve. Appreciate it. Bill and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yes. I support the gentleman that was talking from Fargo regarding the Muslims and Dr. Carson's comment. This is his belief, and as a president of the country,
as president of the country, what? We lost you there.
Hello?
Yeah, I said we lost you. As president of the country, what?
Sorry about that. How can you take the oath? How can you represent the Constitution? How can you support the funds, the money that we have? Everything relates to God. And God is what America was founded on. the Muslims do not support that. This goes beyond the fact of, oh, you know, being politically correct as far as how he discusses things. This is the fundamental belief in America. We are a Christian, God-fearing country. That's what has to be supported. And I give so much support behind Dr. Carson for standing up and stating that. And his belief and his convictions is what we need to get our country in the right track. And you make mention as far as the Muslims, there's peace-loving and of course, there's the radical left side of that. A true Muslim, if they do not go along with what their faith, with the Quran and everything supports the Muslim, they are asked to be killed. So even though you have peace-loving Muslims, they are going to have to be very cautious. Either they switch from their beliefs and support Christianity 100% at the risk of being killed by their true faith.
Yeah, interesting points, Bill. Appreciate that call. Thanks very much. Darian Stanton, you're next up. Jim in Detroit Lakes after that. And some great emails here as well. A couple of texts, 701-226-8503. We'll continue on What's on Your Mind after this timeout. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA is your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters with everything you need for game day. Propane fill, just $10. Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizza, $5.99. PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000. Register weekly for your chance to win one of two $500 gift cards and a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer.
Helping America feel better.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you got to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Past the hour, What's on Your Mind continues. We're going to chat with Gene Veeder, McKenzie County Economic Development Guru. He wouldn't like that term, but he heads up the Jobs Development Authority in McKenzie County. But Gene Veeder has been part of growing Watford City for a lot of years, and he'll be one of the speakers at the Bakken Basics and Bits and Bytes Conference that'll take place this afternoon, 3 to 5:30 at the Fargo Theater. Also going to chat with Glenn Mitchell from JDP Automation. Talk a little bit about the bits and bytes part of that, where technology, especially folks here in the Valley, are partnering with companies out west to improve their efficiency as well through technology. So it's really a neat deal. All of that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. And I cannot say enough about MyPillow. That's the God's honest truth. It is, it's fantastic. So much so, I have a couple of them, so I travel with it, and I just get a better night's sleep. And here's the most important thing you can hear when you hear Todd or I talk about our pillows. The most important thing to your health is your sleep. So if something's messing with your sleep, fix it, or it's going to cost you in big, big ways. And many times it's your pillow. And this pillow, the design, the technology behind it, if you will, and there literally is a patented interlocking fill that adjusts to any sleep position. That's what makes it so great. 10-year warranty. That's how much they back behind this. This will fix it. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Don't forget, Wednesday, Cashwise, Jamestown. The Big Flavor Tour is rolling into town to dole out some bacon and brats and maybe a little summer sausage. Got to have some tangy. So look for David and the crew there from Cloverdale, Cashwise, Jamestown, Wednesday. Jerry and Stan, what's on your mind?
It's a Scranton, but...
Scranton,
I got a name for UND. When I was going to school at NDSU in the 60s, UND came across as very arrogant, and I was talking to a guy the other day in the 90s, and he said the same thing. So my new name for the school is the Arrogance, and your mascot will be a man figure with maybe the short waist and the long body and either a bow tie or a regular tie and a little bit of a swelled head and a resemblance of Al Carlson. I don't know.
Am I supposed to laugh now, Jerry, or be amused, or what should my reaction be, other than a little childish, you know, on your part? I mean, I understand it is.
Well, Al Carlson didn't do a lot for, when he wasted the 10 days at the session 3 years ago on the logo, you know, that was...
Jerry, I think what Al Carlson was doing was responding to his constituents and a whole lot of people that, to this day, don't like the fact that the NCAA has bullied their way into getting their way on this thing. So I
totally agree with you there. That was a railroad job.
Right. So I don't know that there's any arrogance there. I think there just was a lot of people trying to get to the same outcome and just having different ways of doing it. I appreciated what Al did. I really did. And others did as well. Now there's other people said, hey, there's bigger fish to fry in the legislature. Let's do other things, you know. But it's another example. We've been talking a little bit about this Ben Carson thing. It's another example of, in my mind, idiotic political correctness. You look at if you want to blame anybody about the wasted time, whether it be the 10 days of the legislature you're talking about, Jerry, or about this debate back and forth, blame the NCAA.
Oh yeah, I agree. I mean, I totally agree. UND got the shaft in that deal because they do more for the Indians than anybody I've ever seen. So
they could have done a lot more, and it should have been done with the continued use of that name that their tribal elders gave to the University of North Dakota in the 30s, which everybody forgets. All the politically correct white professors that run around trying to create more victims in this world forget it was the tribal elders themselves in the 30s that said, President Starcher, University of North Dakota, would you do us this honor of calling yourself Sioux? They all forget the history, but a lot of that's water under the bridge now, Jerry. Anyway, a good yuck-yuck on the arrogance there, but I wasn't going to laugh. I'm still smarting from Saturday's football game, so I can't laugh. Sorry. Jim in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, Scott, I was listening to the discussion this morning about political correctness and the issue with Dr. Ben Carson. It's unfortunate that we're even discussing things like this. But the question that came up was Keith Ellison, congressperson from Minnesota. I don't know what district he represents. He's a Muslim and a devout Muslim. And do you recall, was there a controversy when he took the oath of office?
don't remember any controversy over the oath. I know that, you know, it was, people were making a big deal. I think he was the first Muslim elected to Congress, wasn't he?
Correct.
Yeah, and I remember there being a fair amount of coverage about that, and but I don't remember any on the actual oath myself.
What do they say, so help me God, on the oath for a senator?
I don't know. I got to go back and look. I would assume so, though.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. Something to think about. Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, worth checking into anyway. Gene in Valley City, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call.
You know why I did, don't you?
No, I don't.
I was hoping to hear a cow or two in the background. I was with a bunch of them on Friday, and I'm having a little cow withdrawal here. So, are you out doing chores or what?
I heard, yeah, I'm doing chores. They all got their mouth full of hay, so nobody's saying anything.
I know the feeling. I've been there.
That was really something when you had Enoch on. That was really something. 98 years old and feeding cattle. I don't know if I want to do that. But, Scott, anyway, your previous caller talking about the Muslim congressman from Minnesota. He took the oath of office on Thomas Jefferson's Koran. I don't know if you remember that or not, but yes, he took the oath of office on the Koran that Thomas Jefferson owned. And right now, Glenn Beck has a book out. It is about Islam. Now, Scott, we've got all these different versions of the Bible. What do you suppose would happen if somebody came out with a different version of the Koran and dumbed it down, took all of the radical stuff out of that Koran and made a politically correct Koran these days? What do you think would happen?
Probably something like happened after that cartoon deal, you know?
Yeah, you betcha. Salman Rushdie, you know? This Muslim thing, we better, the moderates are carnal. You know, they're like our carnal Christians. And I don't want anything to do with them in any part of any, we already fought a war with Islam. That's why Thomas Jefferson had a Quran. He wanted to know what drives these people.
Yeah, very interesting. And you're right. I remember that when you said it, but I forgot about that. That was what he used. Amazing. Gene, appreciate the call. Thanks. Next time, you know, when the cows take a little break from the hay, you call in about that time so we can get our fix. Appreciate that very much. Todd, it makes our show, doesn't it, Todd, when the cows run? Yeah. We need a good promo with that. Even the cows agree. What's On Your Mind is the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We love it.
We count the
number
cows.
Number one of cows. Yeah, more coming up.
Utah. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Register today for the 9th annual Great Plains Empower North Dakota Energy Conference. The full-day event is Tuesday, October 13th at Bismarck State College's National Energy Center of Excellence. Speakers include Chief Economist for ConocoPhillips, Marianne Kaa, U.S. Senators Heidi Heitkamp and John Hoeven, Congressman Kevin Cramer, North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple, and many more. See the agenda and registration information online at energymd.com/events.
The Ports to Plains Conference is coming to Williston October 6th through the 8th. Register to visit the fastest growing small city in America. Take a bus tour of Williston's infrastructure growth, the energy or agriculture industries. Network with investors and business leaders from across North America and hear from renowned speakers who will explore the economic outlooks in Canada and Mexico. Register today for the 18th annual Ports to Plains Conference, October 6th through the 8th in Williston. For more information, visit PortsToPlains.com. PortsToPlains.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold.
By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Top of the hour. We are live tomorrow and Wednesday from the Ramada Plaza Suites 4, the North Dakota Petroleum Council Conference, which actually starts at 3 this afternoon. I'm going to tell you about that in just a moment. A little preview event that's free and open to the public at the Fargo Theater from 3 to 5:30 that you'll want to take in. Tomorrow and Thursday, got a great lineup for you, including Stephen Moore of the Wall Street Journal, Fox News Channel, Heritage Foundation economist. He's the keynote speaker at the event tomorrow. If you haven't signed up yet for the North Dakota Petroleum Council, still time to do so. I'd take it in. It's going to be great. A Thursday will be at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. They have a location at the Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, as well as South Washington Grand Forks, and on 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire in West Fargo. And they have their biggest sale of the year going on right now. You walk in the door, $1,000 rebate plus $700 in-store rebate, factory rebate for $1,000, in-store rebate for $700. You can load up on the savings. And whether it's hot tubs or patio furniture, they have these fire tables that are just fantastic. I mean, some of the best patio furniture made. Really, really nice. Game tables, pool tables, they've got it all. I mean, sunrooms, saunas. You walk in there, you're just going to say, oh, my gosh, I can't leave here without something. So they're Thursday, and then Friday we'll be broadcasting from the League of Cities Gathering, 85th Annual Conference at the Holiday Inn for our friends at AE2S Nexus. So looking forward to that as well. Let's see what else I need to tell you. My friends at Fuller Service Center, they have some big news. They're the number one tank trailer manufacturer in America. So if you need a tank trailer built, they can do it for you. You need one serviced, they can do it. You need a part for one, they have it. They'll bring it to you. Simple as that. Best of the best. They also have added a full truck mechanic division. And so whatever you need done, maybe it's a brake job, engine job, maybe a repair, maybe just want maintenance done. They're doing truck maintenance and repair, everything now at Polar Service Center. Highway 22 North, Kildare, North Dakota, right on the top of the hill. And they're also in Billings on I-90 as well. Polar Service Center. Tell them Scott sent you. Okay, 26 before the top of the hour. And with us on the phone, the one and only Gene Veeder, McKenzie County Economic Development Director. He is making his way right now from Watford City to Fargo for the North Dakota Petroleum Conference event, which starts this afternoon at, as I mentioned, 3 o'clock. Give you a little preview of that event. Gene, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Scott. How are you this morning?
Doing great. How's the drive?
My drive is excellent. There's nothing like driving across North Dakota on a fall day. Oh, man, I'm loving it. Yep, left about 6:30 this morning, and I'm sitting here outside of Jamestown.
Yeah, you know, I hear that a lot from people who say, gosh, you drive a lot. Isn't that terrible? I said, far from it. I love it. Just, I mean, if you train yourself to just take a look around at how much beauty there is in our great state, yeah. I mean, my gosh.
Yeah. I agree totally.
No place more beautiful than my all-time favorite, number one best view in North Dakota, bar none, north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt State Park, just a piece south of Watford City. That takes the prize. So.
Yeah, the leaves are starting to turn there now, and so it's even more beautiful because we've had quite a bit of rain, and so you got this green and this yellow and gold, and it's really something out there.
That'll cause you a little detour off 85, just a little bit to the west, but it's worth it. Trust me, to take that little tour through the north unit of the park. It's just fantastic and good point, good time of the year to do it. We also have with us in studio today, Glenn Metzl. Glenn is a systems engineer at JDP Automation. JDP Automation is doing a lot of good work in the technology arena, helping companies out west become a little more efficient, and we're looking forward to hearing a little bit about that story today. How are you doing, Glenn?
Morning, Scott. How are you doing?
Glenn is also a director at Cass County Electric and a lecturer at NDSU. So we have a lot of ground to cover today. These two gentlemen will be part of the panel that are going to be at the Fargo Theater this afternoon from 3 until 5:30. And there's a bits and bytes segment of that, and that is the part where we're going to talk a little bit about some technology companies here in the Valley that are helping companies in the oil and gas arena out west. And then there's something called Bakken Basics. And Glenn will be in the bits and bytes segment along with others from AE2S, as well as trying to remember who else is coming. I know, but I'll think of it in a second. And then Gene is going to be doing the Bakken Basics along with Kathy Nesset from Nesset Consulting and Lynn Helms from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. And it's really something to take in. There's no cost to it. It's Fargo Theater, 3 until 5:30. I think you'll really enjoy it. Glenn, let me start with you because you'll be the first part of the bits and bytes part of this. And I want to just spend a little time on how technology is helping companies out west. What exactly from the you know, Red River Valley technology corridor, if you will, what do you see in the way of great innovation that's happening out in the oil fields?
What we see at JDP Automation right now is the first phase everyone's aware of, the explosive expansion of what happened in the Bakken. And those folks needed automation, traditional automation, doing the things that a person just can't be there all the time to take care of, checking levels, checking pumps, turning things on and off. What we're seeing now is a move into a second phase, more of a production phase. The first phase we'll call exploration, or if you want to talk in industrial terms, research and development. Now we're moving more to a production phase where people are looking at what have we got installed now after that initial inrush of excitement, what's in the field, how do we get the most out of it, how do we get efficiency, how do we get optimization? Because what we see is there are 10,000 wells out there. But if you listen to Lynn Helms at the state, there are 50,000 more wells coming. You can't support that type of infrastructure unless you start to improve your optimization and your efficiency. And that's JDP Automation's track record in history.
Give me an example of how you do that for companies.
What we have right now is we've got one customer that's approached us after we've done the initial support of getting the automation in place. They've approached us and said, how do we get the data now from all these field devices to somewhere where we can use it to start making good operational decisions, good engineering decisions? Things like, when do we do predictive maintenance? Not reactive maintenance. When do we look at how long is this pump has been running? What's it been doing? Is it time to go out and do standard maintenance on it before it fails? That type of business intelligence. What makes us unique as JDP Automation is we can do the controls and the base automation, but we also have a software staff in-house to bring that data back home to a database and help you get the most out of it and start making good business decisions for efficiency and optimization.
And Gene, I'm curious, as someone that does yeoman's work working with companies and making sure all the pieces of the puzzle are there and bringing them in, if you agree with me that, you know, the silver lining in the otherwise difficult situation that has been the last number of months in this price environment is that there has been a pause, I call it, where everybody's had a chance to breathe a little bit and say, okay, how can we do what we do a little more efficiently? Because, you know, the bottom line is just got a lot tougher to have to deal with here. And there's an explosion of that kind of thinking going on right now, isn't there?
Yeah, I think it's fair to call it an explosion. It's actually been pretty invigorating to see what companies have done and then how that, in my case, how it transfers into jobs and the kind of work that it takes to now take oil out of the ground. We, you know, compared to 30 or 40 years ago, it was such a manual driven type of an industry. Today, we see these techniques and tools that we're just visiting about. It's changed almost even the makeup of the type of worker that's in a community like ours as well.
And, you know, so, you know, I guess people that are reading newspaper headlines think, oh, no, this is terrible. But behind the scenes and not necessarily really, front and center, folks are pretty confident knowing what's happening in the meantime, right?
Well, you know, what we found out, and, you know, it's kind of, you hear this quite clearly, we found out now how to access this great resource we have, and improved technology is kind of even out the hills and the valleys for us. So we've got pretty good confidence over the next 10 to 20 years that we'll be doing this extraction in a much more efficient manner. And so that's what people don't see on a daily basis. And you do see it when you're living and working out here. Sometimes that the speed that we were moving wasn't the most comfortable if you're the community developer. And so that's quite a bit about what I'll talk about is where we're going over the next 10 years as a community, what kind of jobs we expect to be having in our community.
And, I mean, are you at the point now, for instance, Glenn, where you can demonstrate this is an expense you haven't had before in the way of automation as an example, but look what you're going to get back. Look at the positive impact on your bottom line. Enough of this happening where it pencils out, for lack of a better term?
We can show that in our history as JDP Automation, in our industrial background. Our work started primarily in ag and ag machinery background, helping companies that make equipment. And we started out with the controls and automation in a factory line. And that's when we branched into looking into the optimization and the efficiency part of it. And we can show cases with customers where we took one customer where they could produce every 26 minutes one of their machines. And they were producing about 19 a day. We found optimizations and efficiencies with this customer making a large piece of farm equipment. All of a sudden, they're making 26 in a day, 19-minute cycle time. That's real dollars. And we're looking to do those same things for our partners that we work with out in the Bakken field. And we think of it more as the energy field because we work not only with the oil fields. We work with some of the other energy sectors out west as well.
How much of this is, without giving me any company secrets or anything, is it a big part of your business now?
It's a very big part of our business. Our main product that we create in-house is called Illuminate. It is designed specifically for what we're talking about here, looking at operations and efficiency, getting the data out of your automation gear, getting it into places where people can make decisions based on it. Illuminate is exactly what we're talking about here, getting the most out of the machines that are in your factory, the machines that are in the field, getting the most out of your business for operations and efficiency. It comes from the legacy that JDP Automation isn't your traditional straight-up controls electrical engineering group. We have software engineers to help manage the data. We have industrial engineers to help work with the data and understand your process and where it can be made better.
All right, folks, this is something you're definitely going to want to take in today to find out more about it. Glenn will be part of the Bits and Bytes part of this. It starts at 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Fargo Theater. And Tammy Miller, CEO of Border States Electrical, MC that. Rob Lindbergh from Bakken Backers will be there as well. And in addition to Glenn, Jason Sandin from AE2S, and the folks from Myriad Mobile. That was the one I couldn't remember. Myriad Mobile is going to be there as well. And then they're also going to talk about UASs in the oil and gas field, so a lot of neat technology things, how they're working. Then the Bakken 101 education session starts, and that'll be the part that Kathy Nassett, Len Helms, and Gene Veer will take over. We'll chat more with these two fellows when we come back, and that's 3 to 5:30 today, by the way, Fargo Theater. More coming up on What's on Your Mind after a short timeout. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind a vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them.
where the leaders of 4-H Club, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and a fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Finding a meal for $4 these days is not easy to do unless you stop at PetroServe USA all day, every day and pick up the hot stuff, personal pan pizzas, 20-ounce drink, two cookies, four items for $4 all day, every day. Plus great savings on Deli Express sandwiches like the charbroil with cheese, chicken with cheese, and barbecue rib, the big ones, $2.99 each. Mars King Size Candy Bars, 79 cents each. Jack Link's 2-ounce sticks are only $1.85 each. Plus, save on Pringles Grab and Go, 79 cents, and Kellogg's Cheez-Its, just 79 cents each, too. Stock up on clothing. New styles of NDSU clothing have arrived. Stop in, take a look. Here's some Minnesota and North Dakota hoodies, only $14.99 each at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better by giving you choice at the pump. That's right. Look for the red, white, and blue banner. And stop and see the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. A PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
The program we call What's on Your Mind, one final segment here on this Monday edition of the show. By the way, telephone number is 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. If you have a question or comment for either of our guests, they're always welcome. Or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. So part of what we're talking about today, the Fargo Theater, is the Bakken Basics session, where Len Helms of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources and Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting and Gene Veter of McKenzie County will talk about Bakken Basics. And Gene, you've lived this, right? I mean, you're on the family ranch there in Watford City. You've been part of this energy renaissance now, after being part of the ag renaissance of North Dakota. And I don't know, that probably wasn't ever a renaissance because it never went away. It just always is, or take it for granted. But the energy part of that is come and gone. You know, you're going to be in a place, Fargo Theater, downtown Fargo, kind of the cosmopolitan part of North Dakota, where sometimes, you know, they tend to think it's sort of a, all due respect to my home state, Minnesota, kind of a infiltration of that way of thinking of that strain of environmental activism in Minnesota that really is goofy in my mind, because Minnesota would be literally dark without North Dakota energy, right? It literally would be dark. But they kind of get wrapped up in that tree-hugging thing a little bit. So what would you say to people about North Dakota? I mean, there is a mentality, even in the valley, that, oh, it's terrible, it's awful, it's horrible out there, and I'm sure you encounter it all the time. Is that what you hope to counter a little bit in today's Bakken Basic session?
Well, yeah, Scott, you know, I've talked to you about how much curiosity there is in what it's like to live and work in the middle of this industry. It's been interesting. This summer we've been hosting a lot of tours in our community, and the people from all over the state and all over the Midwest that come up, and of course they've heard, you know, so many different things. I think it's been refreshing for me, though, to do spend half a day with people that come in a tour, and they look and see people living and working and the jobs that are created and all of what we do when we're in a community. Generally, when they leave, they go, that's not what I thought it was going to be at all. And so what we'll talk about basic is what the community, you know, our community specifically, what we're doing now to prepare for the next 20 years as these jobs change, as these jobs change and people come and live and work here. And so, yeah, we have to get out and tell our story a little bit because there are a lot of misperceptions about it. I think I usually use the kind of commentary that I have three daughters that have all moved back. They're bright, intelligent people that love Western North Dakota, and this has given them opportunity to live and work there, and they're going to be the stewards of this thing. So I think these young professional people and these workers that come out are keeping the community in pretty good hands, and we show and talk about what they're actually doing. You know, they're building schools and they're building hospitals and they're building recreational opportunities because it's a place they want to live and work. So that's the story that I bring.
And by the way, if you are unable to be there today and hear Gene, but want to know a little bit more about the Watford City story, there's a great website, voicesofwatford.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, and you can see firsthand these stories and how the lives have been impacted and all parts of that, from folks in the industry to helping in the schools and how that's going to the beauty out there at the Teddy Roosevelt Park we talked about earlier. Our friends Heidi and Karen, a great team at Crash and Sue's, and an agency out of Minneapolis, has just fallen in love with telling the Watford City story. So they're spending a lot of time in North Dakota. I know they're going to be at the North Dakota Petroleum Conference, too, because they just are, you know, they're in that bubble downtown Minneapolis, and they see people again who are just, you know, have no idea of what's going on and how you're able to do it environmentally responsibly and you know, have family-friendly communities like Watford City. So it's a great way to find out more about that story, voicesofwatford.com. So this sounds like it's still fun for you, Gene, every day, right?
It is every day. And you know, when you talk about living and working it, you wake up and you greet these people that are so happy to be working and happy to be working in an industry that has a future. And, you know, there's some real energy that comes from that. It's kind of like the last place you can actually come with a good mind and hard work and ethic and make a good living. And so it's fun because I've been there on the other side of it when the community was really slipping away from us. And this is better. There's some recent stories that came out that kind of implied that the industry has left our communities in a worse place than they were before. And people like me have to come out and say, wait a minute, let's have a look. I was there when my kids were leaving, and I'm here when they're coming back. And that's a different community than it was. And of course, our responsibility is to do it right. You know, we want to do it right. We want to have a better place for it. But that's a story we just have to keep telling, Scott.
Absolutely. So, folks, take one of those tours or just take a little drive out yourself and see it for yourself firsthand. It is one wonderful place to call home, McKenzie County and Watford City. Gene, we'll see you in a few hours. Drive safe.
We will. Thanks, Scott.
You betcha. Glenn, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
I'm just looking forward to seeing everybody downtown at the Fargo Theater this afternoon for the Petroleum Council's meetings for the public. That's why the Petroleum Council's doing this, to learn bits and bytes, how Valley businesses are helping to support the Bakken, its growth. We try to partner with the folks out there They've got issues. We realize that. Some of them we're going to just have to work through with time. But it's real, and it's going to be a great event. And I'd like to thank the Petroleum Council and the Bakken backers and Rob Lindberg for allowing JDP Automation to be part of it.
Sounds good. Thank you. Appreciate it. Glenn Mitzel, JDP Automation, Gene Veter, McKenzie County Economic Development, Fargo Theater, 3 until 5:30 today, free of charge. Take that in, folks. You'll love every minute of it. All right, folks, we're out of time. See you tomorrow from the North Dakota Petroleum Conference at the Ramada. God bless you. Bye-bye.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismar. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
I have an Anderco Steel building, and I want to say that Alan and Ed are good, honest, hardworking people. I listened to their ideas and suggestions, and I'm glad we did. They come to the site and check on their crews. They're really on top of everything. The building they put up for us is solid, and it will last us for years.
Call Anderco for the best in steel buildings and customer service. 701-277-7078. That's 701-277-7078.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.